Hi, I'm Mayor Rick Kreisman.
And I'm Deputy Mayor Dr. Kanika Tomlin. Welcome to our next installment of our City Hall Whiteboard Series. Today, the mayor and I are going to talk with you about the fiscal year 2017 budget.
I remain committed to fiscal responsibility, and that's why in the last two budget cycles, we put $2 million in our reserves and funded our priorities. It's because of that continued commitment to fiscal responsibility that funds our priorities and ensures we're good stewards of your tax dollars that Moody's raised our credit rating last year. This city is on the right track.
It really is, Mayor. We're super excited about it and very proud of it. Let's talk about some of the ways you've recommended council appropriate our $507,730,000 fiscal year 17 budget. Now, we're starting with the Grow Smarter strategy. You'll remember that as our partnership with the Chamber, where we're investing $250,000 this year in a continuation of commitment to our local businesses.
The Skyway Marina District continues to be really important to us here in St. Petersburg. And as such, we're putting $250,000 in our budget in order to incentivize businesses to locate in that district.
And while businesses remain at the top of your priority list, and for good reason, you're also very concerned about the revitalization of neighborhoods. And so we continue that program, our Rebates for Residential Rehab program, at $200,000 this year.
You'll remember back in January, we held the Sunday Supper, and it was at that time that I announced our intention to put money in this year's budget to help those kids in South St. Petersburg, our young men and women. And so we put $750,000 in for programs to help them with education, job career training, and apprenticeships.
And that's really just the beginning of your commitment for South St. Petersburg. There are a couple of other things here, and also our South St. Petersburg CRA is doing amazing things there.
We continue to have issues in St. Petersburg with homelessness, and our efforts are going to continue to try and address those and move people from the roles of being homeless into homes. And as such, we're investing $400,000 this year specifically to address our homeless families.
That's really so important. And we can't start early enough with our children. Our families make our city. And that's why we've put $250,000 aside to make sure that when we figure out a solution for early childhood, we're ready to fund it.
You know, in this last year, we've had some significant weather events that have really called attention to not only our issues in St. Pete, but all over this country and the need to invest in infrastructure. And so this year, we are making a significant investment in addressing our infrastructure challenges to the tune of over $58 million. We're going to invest in things that will help us both in the short term and in the long term to make this city more sustainable.
It's what will get us toward that vision. So these are just some of the highlights of what this administration is funding in our fiscal year 17 budget.
Thanks, Kanika. You know, I'm really proud of this budget. Now, budgets always aren't about just spending money. That's not what fiscal responsibility is all about. We don't always need to spend every dollar that comes through the door. And that's why we're recommending to City Council a millage rate reduction from 6.7700 to 6.7550. Now, over the last 2 years, we've been able to balance our budget, strengthen our reserve position, and make strategic investments in citywide priorities. And now we'll be able to help you save just a little bit of money as well.
Now remember, the budget isn't implemented until October. The mayor will make his recommendation to council, and council will vote. But the budget will actually take effect in our fiscal year start in October. And it's not our budget, it's your budget. So please, let us hear from you. Visit stpete.org/budget and share your thoughts.